Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Love is not easy or simple, says physician and marriage counselor Dr. Ed Wheat. He says, it is an art that I must want to learn and pour my life into. It is that, plus a great deal more. A study of the original blueprint for family living, which you find in the pages of Scripture, lead you to conclude that God's intention was the family to be a foretaste of heaven on earth, not a bit of hell on earth as it often is. His plan was for the family, your family, to be a miniature of the kingdom of God on earth. And what God expects of us in relationship to himself, he expects of each other in a given family. Stop and think for a moment. Do you happen to remember the first mention of the word love in the Bible? You find the first mention of this word in the context of the family, where God speaks of the love of a father for his son. The father was the progenitor of two great races of people, the Jews and the Arabs. His name, Abraham. His son was Isaac. God said, Abraham, take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go sacrifice him as a burnt offering. Remembering that Jesus stressed the importance of love in the family, keep in mind the fact that Jesus grew up in a very normal family. Based on what Matthew tells us in Matthew chapter 13, it is quite certain that following the birth of Jesus, Mary and Joseph came together as husband and wife and parented at least 7 children who were half-brothers to Jesus. As the oldest brother in a family of at least 8, Jesus experienced all of the frustrations of family living that put us under stress today. In families today, most arguments start over trivial things, like who didn't clean up the mess in the kitchen, or who squeezed the toothpaste in the middle, or worse, threw the cap away so whoever uses it gets the dried blurb at the end. Why is it that love should often stop at the front door? Why should we feel that we can speak to each other at home, when if we spoke to our neighbors in that same tone of voice, we'd probably get our noses broken? Why is it that we often feel that family members don't count when it comes to demonstrating and showing love, Christian love? There's no questioning that Jesus taught love is the acid proof of the fact God has touched a life with his presence. In the upper room, immediately before his ascension to heaven, Jesus said, love each other as I have loved you. The definition of love, which I like best, is that love is an unconditional commitment to an imperfect person to meet the needs of that individual in such a manner that will require personal sacrifice. Real love, the kind that holds our families together, is giving, not getting. It embraces sacrifice, not simply indulgence. Now, this isn't to suggest for a moment that in the beautiful relationship of marital love, that love shouldn't be expressed in the warmth and intimacy of sexual relations. It's right and normal. But love goes much, much beyond that. Love in your family is kept alive through little acts of kindness and thoughtfulness. The sign that hangs in a kitchen reading, Divine Service Performed Here Daily, is right on target. Friend, love is a commitment. It's a journey, not a destination. It's a way of life, a sacrament, a glue that holds our families together. It is God's program for the global family today, the answer to the real needs of our lives. It's a good time to remember to say, I love you. Tell that special person in your life, your husband, your wife, your mom or dad, even the folks that you work with. Jesus said, by this, all men will know that you're my disciples, if you love one another. We invite your comments. Write to us in care of the station to which you're listening right now. Or you can send an email to guidelines@guidelines.org.